welcoming me back to this congregation.
谢谢大家, 欢迎我们的三名牧师重新来到我们当中。
Every time I come, you are very nice and welcoming to me, so I really appreciate it.
每次来到我们中间都感到我们都对他非常的欢迎，他非常感谢。
And I figure either you are the nicest congregation in the church,
要么你们是我们的三堂中最好的一堂。
Or the translator does such an amazing job making my sermon sound better.
或者是我们的李牧师是很好的，在我们当中。
Or both. So either way, I'm okay. Thank you.
非常谢谢大家。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you that we can come before you today.
感谢天父让我们又来到你们当中。
And we pray that Spirit, you would be at work in this place.
我们求圣灵来到我们当中做工。
That the words I speak would not be my words.
让我所讲的不是我的语言。
But that they would be your words and would be pleasing to you.
而是神你自己的话语。
We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。 Amen.
It must have been tough for Saul.
这些日子，扫罗经历了很多。
It wasn't long, that long ago that Saul stood by approving the stoning of Stephen.
在不久以前，当犹太人用石头打死斯蒂凡的时候，保罗还站在旁边。
And he had left Jerusalem a few days earlier with the support of the Sanhedrin.
几天前，他从大祭司那里拿到文书，得到公会的支持，离开耶路撒冷，去到大马色。
Yet here he was in Damascus at a crossroads.
此刻，扫罗正处在大马色的十字路口。
He had set out for Damascus to take prisoner anyone who belonged to the way.
他去到大马色是要抓捕那些信道的人，把他们抓进监狱。
Acts 9:1-2 says he went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus. So that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem.
所以在《使徒行传》9章第1节和第2节这样说：“他去见大祭司，求文书给大马色的各会堂。若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。”
But Jesus had other plans for him, and on the way to Damascus. Jesus appeared to Saul.
但是主耶稣对扫罗有另外的计划。当他去大马色的路上，主耶稣向他显现。
And in a matter of days, Saul's entire life had been turned upside down.
就是几天的时间，扫罗的生命发生了逆转。
He went from persecuting and imprisoning Jesus believers to being a believer himself.
他从一个迫害信道者的迫害者。
And not only did he believe in Jesus, Saul was even preaching Jesus in the synagogues.
这时候，扫罗不仅仅信奉耶稣，而且在各会堂传扬耶稣。
Acts 9:19b-20 says Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God.
在《使徒行传》第9章19节到20节这样说。 扫罗和大马色的门徒同住了些日子，就在各会堂宣传耶稣，说他是神的儿子。Saul
went to Damascus to catch Christians, yet here he was preaching Jesus instead.
本来扫罗到大马色去是去抓捕基督徒的，而此时此刻他却在各会堂在传扬耶稣。No
wonder the people were confused. That's why verse 21 tells us all those who heard him were astonished and asked. Isn't he the man who raised havoc in Jerusalem among those who call on his name? And hasn't he come here to take them as prisoners to the chief priests?
因此毫不奇怪，人们都对此非常的感到困惑，就好像在《使徒行传》第9章23节这样说：“凡听见的人都惊奇说，在耶路撒冷残害求告这名的不是这人吗？并且他到这里来。” 特要捆绑他们带到祭司长那里。
He went to Damascus to catch Christians. So what was he doing preaching Jesus in Damascus instead?
他本来去到大马色是去抓捕基督徒的，而现在他却在大马色的会堂来传扬耶稣。
This confused and upset the Jews in Damascus, and they wanted to kill him.
这样对大马色的犹太人非常的困惑。
Verses 22 and 23 say, Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Messiah. After many days had gone by, there was a conspiracy among the Jews to kill him.
在《使徒行传》第九章22-23节，经文这样说：但扫罗越发有能力，驳倒住大马色的犹太人，证明耶稣是基督。过了好些日子，犹太人商议。
They made a plan. They would watch the city gates, and when they caught Saul trying to leave Damascus, they would catch him and kill him.
犹太人制定了一个计划，他们守着城市的大门，当扫罗离开的时候，他们就会抓住他，杀害他。
But somehow Saul and some of the other believers found out about this plan, and they made their own plan.
但扫罗和其他的信徒，发现了犹太人的计划。他们自己也制定了一个计划。
They knew that Saul needed to get to Jerusalem, but with the Jews watching the city gate, how was he going to leave?
他们需要保罗离开大马色去到耶路撒冷，但是犹太人这样日夜守着大门，保罗怎么出去呢？
Verse 25 tells us what they did. But his followers took him by night and lowered him in a basket through an opening in the wall.
使徒行传九章二十五节告诉我们他们是怎么做的。经文说，他的门徒就在夜间用筐子把他从城墙上坠下去。
They lowered him in a basket through a hole in the wall of the city.
他们从大马色的城墙上一个空处用筐子把扫罗坠下去。
I hope Saul's escape sounds familiar to you, because it should.
扫罗这样的逃跑方式好像听起来有点熟悉，是应该听起来熟悉的。
In Joshua chapter 2, it was two spies sent by Joshua who were lowered out through a hole in the wall of Jericho by the prostitute Rahab.
在约书亚记第二章，约书亚派遣的两个探子被妓女拿和从耶利哥的城墙上用绳子坠下去逃跑。
Back then, it was God's spies who were spared by the actions of a prostitute who helped them escape through a hole in the city wall.
那时是一个叫拿赫的妓女，将保罗藏匿，然后将他从城墙上，从耶利哥的城墙上，用绳子让他坠下去逃跑。
It was two Jewish spies on whom God's favor rested back then. It was two Jewish spies on whom God's favor rested.
这样是有两个犹太人的探子就这样得到恩惠。被妓女从城墙上坠下去救了他们。
And now several centuries later, God's favor was no longer on the Jews who were acting like the people of Jericho, but God's favor was on the man Saul who was trying to escape.
那时是因为上帝的恩典给了犹太人，但是几个世纪之后，上帝的恩典却没有给犹太人了，而是给了扫罗。
And the actions of the small group of believers.Working together saved the life of Saul, who would go on to become the greatest Christian missionary ever.
也是这一小群信徒，他们齐心合力挽救了扫罗，让其成为最伟大的基督教宣教士。
Without these friends, who knows what would have happened to Christianity?
没有他们这样的努力，我们不知道将对基督教发生什么事情。
Who knows what would have happened if the Jews had captured Saul and killed him like they wanted to?
我们也不知道如果犹太人抓住了扫罗，杀害了他，不知道接着会发生什么事情。
But because of these new friends, Saul escaped Damascus and traveled back to Jerusalem.
但这样这群人帮助了扫罗逃跑，让他回到耶路撒冷。
But it wasn't just Saul's friends in Damascus that helped him.
但是帮助扫罗的不仅仅是大马色的这一小群信徒。
We're told in verse 26, when he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was really a disciple.
在《使徒行传》第九章二十六节， 经文这样对我们说，扫罗到了耶路撒冷，想与门徒结交，他们却都怕他，不信他是门徒。
After escaping Damascus, Saul traveled to Jerusalem to join the disciples there.
当扫罗逃离大马色后，他去到耶路撒冷，想加入到使徒当中。
But the disciples in Jerusalem were afraid of him and didn't trust him.
但是耶路撒冷的门徒害怕他，不相信他。
When Saul left Jerusalem, he left with the intent of capturing Christians in Damascus.
因为在几天前，当保罗离开耶路撒冷的时候，他是去到大马色去抓那些基督徒的。
And now here he was back from Damascus saying, hey, I want to join you guys.
但此时此刻，保罗却又回来了，对他们说，我想加入到你们当中。
No wonder the disciples in Jerusalem didn't trust him and they were afraid of him.
这也难怪耶路撒冷的门徒们不相信他，害怕他。
The believers in Jerusalem probably had no idea what had happened in Damascus.
因为在耶路撒冷的信徒，他们完全不知道在大马色发生了什么事情。
They had every right to be afraid of him.
他们完全有理由来害怕他。
And they want nothing to do with him.
他们也不想和他打交道。
Until a familiar face stepped in.
这个时候，一个熟悉的面孔出现了。
Verse 27 says, But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul on his journey had seen the Lord and that the Lord had spoken to him and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus.
在使徒行传九章二十七节经文这样对我们说，唯有巴拿巴接待他，领他见使徒，把他在路上怎么看见那主，主怎么向他说话，他在大马色怎样奉耶稣的名放胆传道，都述说出来。
If you remember, we met Barnabas in Acts chapter 4.
如果大家还记得的话，我们在使徒行传的第四章就见到过巴拿巴。
Acts 4:36-37 says, Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet.
在使徒行传第四章36-37节经文这样说，有一利未人生在聚比路，名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴，他有田地也卖了，把价银拿来放在使徒脚前。
Barnabas was known among the apostles and believers in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷，巴拿巴在信徒当中，在使徒当中还是有知名度的。
Aside from the apostles themselves,Barnabas was probably one of the most famous disciples in Jerusalem at the time.
当时在耶路撒冷，除了使徒之外，巴拿巴也许是很靠近他们的，他的知名度。
What he did was so famous that Luke actually includes it in his writing of Acts.
他做的事情大家人人皆知，很有名，所以路加将他写进了路加福音。
And when Barnabas found out that Saul was being rejected by the disciples in Jerusalem, Barnabas stepped in.
当巴拿巴发现扫罗被耶路撒冷的使徒排斥的时候，拒绝的时候，他站了出来。
He took Saul himself to the apostles and told them about what had happened to Saul on the road to Damascus and what Saul had done in Damascus in the name of Jesus.
他亲自将扫罗带到使徒面前，向他们述说扫罗在大马色所做的事情，也跟他们说他在大马色奉基督的名在传道。
Barnabas stood up and vouched for Saul.
这个时候，巴拿巴为扫罗挺身而出。
Can you imagine how difficult that must have been for him to do?
大家可以想象，在当时这样做是很难的。
He's going up against the apostles.
他这样做是在反对这些使徒。
Against the very apostles that Jesus handpicked himself.
而这些使徒都是我们的主耶稣亲手挑选的。
And he's telling them, look, you guys got it wrong.
这个时候巴拿巴却对他们说，看，你们都错了。
He's saying to them, you have every reason to be suspicious of Paul, but he's actually changed.
他说你们有理由来怀疑扫罗，但是他变了。
He's not the same person who left Jerusalem for Damascus.
他和几天前离开耶路撒冷去到大马色的扫罗完全不一样了。
He's different because of Jesus.
因为耶稣，他完全变了。
And he's going to the apostles and telling them this. He's going to the apostles and telling them this.
他就来到使徒那里，将这些告诉他们。
It would have been easy for Barnabas to say, "They're the apostles that Jesus picked. I'll stay out of it."
当然，他也完全可以这样说：使徒们就在这里，看看他们怎么说。
It would have been easy for him to say, "They've been around since the beginning. They must know what they're doing. Who am I to question them?"
他也可以这样说：这些使徒他们从开始就和主耶稣在一起，他们知道该怎么做。我又是谁呢？我怎么能教训他们呢？
But he didn't.
但他没有这样做。
He took Saul right to them and told them they were making a mistake.
他就直接的把扫罗带到门徒面前说：你们错了。
Barnabas stood up against the powers that be because he knew they were wrong.
巴拿巴敢于起来面对权势，因为他知道他们错了。
He had no idea how the disciples would respond.
当然，他完全不知道这些使徒会怎么回应他。
They could have said to him, "Get out! Who are you? You have no right to question us."
他们可能会说：“请你出去，你不在我们当中，你是谁呢？这样对我们说话。”
He had no idea how they would respond.
他真的不知道他们会怎样回答他。
But he didn't care.
但是他不在乎。
He knew that Saul was sent by God.
他知道扫罗是上帝派来的。
That Saul was doing God's work.
扫罗在做上帝的工。
And that Barnabas needed to do his part of God's work as well.
巴拉巴也需要这样做来做上帝的工。
Even if it meant upsetting the apostles.
虽然这样做会使使徒们很不愉快。
Not only is he standing up against the apostles,
这样他巴拉巴这样做不仅仅是在反对这些使徒，
but look who he's standing up for.
大家看看他所站起来挺身而出的为的是谁？
He's standing up for Saul.
他是在为保罗挺身而出。
Saul, the man who stood there approving the stoning of Stephen.
扫罗就是那个在犹太人试图打死斯提凡的时候站在旁边的人。
This could have been some elaborate plan by Saul to bring the Christians out of hiding so he could capture them.
也有可能这是扫罗的一个计谋，让他来让基督徒出来，好让他抓住这些基督徒。
And if the believers in Jerusalem, or worse, if the apostles themselves got caught by Saul,If the believers in Jerusalem, or worse, the apostles got caught by Saul,
如果是在耶路撒冷的那些基督徒被他抓住了，当然这就更糟了。
Barnabas would have to live with the fact that it happened because he stood up for Saul.
巴拉巴这样做是因为他是完全相信扫罗的。
If this was all a trick, and not only did Barnabas fall for it,
但是如果这是一个扫罗的诡计，不仅仅巴拉巴要承担全部的责任。
But he had convinced the other believers to trust Saul as well.
这样对那些相信扫罗的那些信徒也是一个也是一个迫害打击。
It would all be Barnabas' fault.
这一切都会成为巴拉巴的错。
It would have been much easier for Barnabas to say, "I'm not going to say anything."
也许巴拉巴应该可以这样说，我什么都不会做。
I'm going to let the apostles make their own decision. I'm going to stay out of this.
我不掺和进来，让门徒决定吧。
It would have been much easier for Barnabas to say,
对巴拉巴可以更加容易的这样说。
I'm sure the apostles know what they're doing, so I'm not going to disagree with them.
使徒们他们当然知道该怎么做，我不会掺和进来。
It would have been much easier for Barnabas to say,
巴拉巴也这样说也可能会更简单。
Sorry, Saul, you're on your own. I'm sure you can find another group or community you can be a part of. You're on your own.
扫罗，对不起，你自己处理吧。我相信你一定能找到一群能够接受你的信徒。
It would have been really easy for Barnabas to make up any excuse not to get involved.
巴拉巴完全可以找到一个理由来不掺和进来这件事情。
But he didn't.
但是他没这样做。
In fact, I can think of one more excuse that could have deterred Barnabas from standing up for Paul.
实际上我还可以找到一个理由可以让巴拉巴不这样做。
Barnabas could have been worried about his own position among the believers.
巴拉巴也完全可以来担心他自己在信徒当中的地位。
He wasn't an apostle.
他不是一个使徒。
And what if all the stories about Saul preaching powerfully in Damascus were actually true?
但是如果是扫罗在大马色传讲耶稣的信息是对的。
What if God really was doing amazing things through Saul?
这样可以透过扫罗来做很奇妙的事情。
And what if, because of the amazing things God was doing through Saul, Barnabas started losing his spot among the believers?
这样上帝透过扫罗做这样奇妙的事情，也透过巴拉巴来帮助他这样做。
What if Paul became more popular and more famous than Barnabas?
如果他保护扫罗，如果扫罗变得比他更加的有名，对巴拉巴会怎么样？
And instead of Barnabas being just below the apostles, what if he lost that spot to Saul?
这个时候巴拉巴的位置仅仅离使徒只有一步之遥，如果扫罗起来了，他的位置就会受到威胁。
It would have been easy for Barnabas to be motivated by self-preservation. It would have been easy for Barnabas to be motivated by self-preservation.
这样，巴拉巴就完全可以来自我保护。
By wanting to keep his title, his status, his position.
这样可以保护他自己的身份、地位、名誉。
It would have been easy for him to say, "I don't want to lose my spot."
他可以完全可以这样说，我不想失去我目前的地位。
So maybe I shouldn't push Saul so hard.
也许我不应该这样的急的把扫罗推出来。
And it would have been easy for him to say, "Sorry, Saul, you're on your own."
我可能更应该这样说，扫罗，对不起，你自己处理吧。
But Barnabas didn't care about himself.
但是巴拉巴没有考虑到他自己。
Or his status.
或者考虑到他的身份。
He cared about seeing Jesus preached and glorified.
他关心的是我们的主耶稣被传扬，被荣耀。
So Barnabas took Saul himself to the apostles and vouched for him.
因此，巴拉巴亲自的带扫罗到使徒那里为他担保。
And because he did, verse 28 says,So Saul stayed with them and moved about freely in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord.
因此在《使徒行传》第九章二十八节，这样说：于是扫罗在耶路撒冷和门徒来往，奉主的名放胆传道。
And as they say, the rest is history.
就像他们所说的，下面的事情都成为了历史。
Saul becomes Paul.
扫罗成为了保罗。
He becomes the most famous Christian missionary ever.
也成就了基督教历史上最伟大的宣教士。
And Barnabas, while not being a nobody,
而巴拿巴呢，虽然他也不是一个无名之辈，
definitely did not become as popular or as famous as Paul.
但是和保罗相比，他是不能比的。
But I don't think Barnabas cared about that.
但是我觉得巴拉巴不会在乎。
But something else happened as well.
当然有其他的事情也发生了。
Verse 31 says, The church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace and was strengthened. Living in the fear of the Lord and encouraged by the Holy Spirit, it increased in numbers.
在使徒行传九章三十一节，经文这样说，那时犹太加利利撒玛利亚 各处的教会都得到平安被建立，凡事敬畏主，蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。
We're told a time of peace and strengthening for the church happened.
我们这里告诉我们，教会的平安得到了平安被建立。
All this because Saul had a friend like Barnabas.
这是因为扫罗结识了像巴拉巴这样的一个朋友。
And he had other friends like Barnabas in Damascus that helped him as well.
当然也有像大马色的信徒那样的朋友。
I think we should all be so lucky or blessed to have a friend like Barnabas.
我想如果我们能有这样的朋友，我们是非常感恩，非常幸运的。
A friend like Barnabas on our Christian journey who doesn't judge us by our past.
如果我们在我们的信仰生命的路途中有这样一个朋友，他不判断我们。
A friend who trusts us and believes in us so much that they're willing to put their own name and reputation on the line for us and stand up for us.
这样的朋友，他相信我们，他信任我们，能够在我们需要的时候为我们挺身而出。
It's not easy to find a true friend like that.
找到一个像这样的朋友是不容易的。
One who doesn't judge us for our past.
这样的朋友也不判断我们过去的对错，我们过去犯的错误。
One who will stand alongside us.
这样的朋友，他和我们同行。
I think we all want and need friends like that.
我想我们都需要这样的朋友。
I know that I've benefited from having friends like that.
我自己就是因为这样的朋友得到了好多益处，很多的益处。
I picked my groomsmen about 5 years before I got married.
在我结婚五年前，我就选好了我的伴郎。
That was about 4 years before I met my wife.
四年前我碰到我的太太。
I knew who my groomsmen would be shortly after my mom died.
但是当我的母亲过世之后，我就知道谁是真正我的伴郎。
Many of my friends disappeared after my mom died.
当我的母亲过世之后，那些所谓的很多我那些所谓的朋友都离开了我。
But three friends kept calling me out to dinner, calling me to hang out, to do stuff.
但是有三个朋友，他们一直不停的就叫我出去吃饭、玩耍、做事情。
They did this even though they didn't know what to say. They didn't know what to do.
虽然在很多时候他们不知道。说什么也不知道做什么。
They stuck by me in my darkest time and were real friends to me.
在我的生命最黑暗的时期，他们对我不离不弃，是我真正的好朋友。
And their actions restored my confidence in Christians.
他们的行为使我恢复了对基督徒的信心。
Not because they said the right things.
不是因为他们说了什么对的话。
Not because they had the right theology.
也不是他们用了什么好的神学的方法。
But because they extended the love of Christ to me when I needed it the most.
而是当我在我最需要的时候，他们将神的爱递给了我。
They were my Barnabases.
他们就是我的巴拉巴。
They were friends who were with me when I probably wasn't the most fun to be around.
虽然很多时候我并不可爱，但是他们就是在我需要的时候陪在我身边。
They were friends during probably the darkest time in my life, and I will always remember that.
在我人生的生命当中最黑暗的时候，他们陪伴我，我会一直记得这一点。
That was when I knew I would ask them to be my groomsmen when I got married. That was when I knew I would ask them to be my groomsmen when I got married.
这是我知道为什么在我结婚之前把他们选作我伴郎的理由。
Imagine what life would be like if we all had friends like that.
我们可以试想一下，如果在我们的生命中有这样的朋友，将会发生什么事情。
I think it's safe to say that we all want friends like Barnabas.
我可以这样说，我们都需要这样的朋友。
But we don't always have much control over the friends that we have.
但是我们对我们所有所具有的朋友，我们是不能控制的。
But there is something we do have some say over.
但是有一些事情 我们是有发言权的。
We may not be able to go out and find a friend like Barnabas.
也许我们不能随便出去找一个像巴拿巴那样的朋友。
But we can definitely do our best to be a friend like Barnabas to someone else.
但是我们自己却可以尽我们的力量，对别人去做一个像巴拿巴那样的朋友。
We can hope and pray for friends like Barnabas in our lives.
我们可以像巴拿巴那样，为朋友祷告。
And maybe we will be blessed to have friends like Barnabas in our lives.
我们可以祷告，找到像巴拿巴那样的朋友，也许我们能够找到。
But imagine what life would be like if we were friends like Barnabas to others.
请大家试想一下，如果我们在生命中能够有一个像巴拿巴那样的朋友，我们的生命会发生什么？
Instead of waiting for a friend like Barnabas to come to us, if we went and became a friend like Barnabas to others.
我们如果我们不用等待一个巴拿巴来到我们身边，而是我们去到别人当中做他们身边的巴拿巴。
Can you imagine how different life would be if we showed God's love and compassion and forgiveness to someone struggling in their faith?
如果我们能够对那些在信仰的路上挣扎的人给他们关怀，给他们关心，传递神的爱，给他们信任，将会发生什么事情？
Can you imagine the lives that would change if we genuinely cared for one another?
当我们能够真正的互相关心的时候，我们的生命会发生什么？
Can you imagine how different churches would be if instead of gossiping about each other, we kept each other's secrets?
如果在我们教会当中，我们能够互相关心，互相保守秘密，而不是议论长短，会发生什么事情？
Imagine if others knew that they could tell us anything and know that they wouldn't be judged or condemned.
如果别人知道，我们能够为他们保密，能够向我们吐露心声，这将会发生什么事情？
But instead, they could find the love of Christ.
这样他们可以找到从神而来的爱。
Can you imagine what life would be like if we were like the son of encouragement and were really friends to one another?
请大家想一想，如果我们能找到像巴拿巴那样的朋友，那样的劝慰者，我们的生命会发生什么？
James Houston, the founder of Regent College, used to say that if we were really friends to one another, we wouldn't need counselors.
有一个 ，excuse me。
James Houston, the founder of Regent College.
就是神学院的一个发起者嘛。他说过 ，James 说过，就是真。What did he say?
Used to say, if we were really friends to one another, we wouldn't need counselors.
当我们真正的觉得自己需要朋友的话，我们就是需要一个人来辅导我们了。
But because most of us aren't really friends to each other, we pay someone to be our friend.
因为我们找不到真正的一个好朋友，因此我们就给钱让别人来辅导我们，我们的朋友。
Sorry. We pay someone to listen to us.
我们给别人钱让他们听我们说话。
Can you imagine what life would be like if we were truly friends to one another? Friends like Barnabas was to Paul, Saul.
请大家试想一下，如果在我们的生命当中能有像巴拿巴这样的朋友，能够找到像巴拿巴对扫罗这样的朋友，我们的生命会发生什么？
Can you imagine what life would be like if we didn't have to pretend that things were all okay all the time when they're not?
请大家试想一下，如果我们在生活当中不用隐藏什么，能够向朋友坦诚相待，吐露心声，生命将会发生什么？
Can you imagine if we could share our troubles and our deepest struggles with each other without worrying about being judged?
如果请大家试想一下，如果我们能够对朋友吐露心声，而不用担心他们议论我们、判断我们，我们将会怎么样？
Can you imagine instead of suffering in silence, having someone walk with us and encourage us through those dark times?
请大家试想一下，当我们在苦难的时候， 不是静静的受苦，而是有朋友站在我们旁边和我们一起同行，鼓励我们，我们将会感觉怎么样？
Can you imagine having friends who listen to us instead of judging us, instead of us having to go and pay a counselor to listen to us?
请大家试想一下， 我们有一个朋友听我们说话，而不是判断我们，指责我们，我们也不用付钱去找一个人听我们说话，我们的生命将会发生什么？
Can you imagine having friends who are willing to risk their lives, their status, their position, to stand up for us when we're wrongly persecuted?
请大家试想一下，如果有一个朋友能够关心我们，能够为我们挺身而出，甚至能够为我们献出生命，我们的生命将发生什么？
Maybe as Christians and as a church, we could enjoy a time of peace and strengthening.If we were actually friends like Barnabas to one another.
也许如果我们能够做到像巴拿巴那样的朋友，做我们的，我们作为基督徒，我们的教会就会享有平安，得到建立。
We may not have much say, and if our friends will be like Barnabas to us,
我们也许不能控制能否找到像巴拿巴那样的朋友。
But we have all the say in whether we will be.Like Barnabas to our friends.
但我们完全可以说，我们自己可以对待别人就做巴拿巴那样的朋友。
If we look around us, it's easy to see people in church who need a friend like Barnabas.
请大家四顾看一下，在我们的教会就会找到弟兄姊妹，他们需要像巴拿巴那样的朋友。
Who need a friend who trusts them and forgives them.
他们需要朋友相信他们，宽恕他们。
A friend who doesn't judge them, but instead loves them.
他们需要朋友爱他们，而不是指责他们。
A friend who will stand up for them when others are trying to knock them down.
他们需要这样的朋友，当别人快将他们击倒的时候，为他们挺身而出。
It's easy to find people in need of a friend like that because we are all in need of a friend like that.
实际上，我们都需要。找到这样的朋友，都需要有这样的朋友。
So can you imagine how different our lives and our church would be if we were friends like that to one another?
如果我们能够互相都能够坦诚相待，互相关心，我们的教会，我们的属灵的生命将会发生怎样的变化？
Look at the impact a friend like Barnabas had on Saul.
请大家看看巴拿巴对于保罗的影响。
Saul goes on to become Paul.
扫罗成为了保罗。
He goes on to evangelize much of the known world at the time.
保罗在就四处传扬神的福音，宣传耶稣。
And to write nearly two-thirds of the New Testament.
保罗也写出了新约中占三分之二的篇幅的保罗书信。
All because Barnabas, the son of encouragement, stood alongside Saul as his friend.
这一切都是因为保罗在他的生命中有巴拉巴这样的朋友，这个劝慰者，能够在他身边帮助他，鼓励他。
Barnabas trusted him.
巴拉巴相信他，相信扫罗。
Didn't hold Saul's past against him.
没有用保罗过去做的坏事来指责他。
And vouched for him to the apostles.
而且在使徒中间还为扫罗担保。
You and I may not be this generation's Saul.
你和我都不能成为这个世代的扫罗。
We may not even befriend this generation's Saul.
也许我们都不能为这个世代的扫罗做朋友。
But what if being a friend like Barnabas to one person changed the course of their life forever?
但是我们可以，却可以变成巴拿巴。我们可以，真心带有改变一个人的生命。
Wouldn't it be worth being a friend like Barnabas to them?
这样成为巴拿巴这样，找到一个像巴拿巴这样的朋友，或者让我们自己成为巴拿巴这样的朋友，该是多么的珍贵。
We can't all be Saul.
我们都不能成为扫罗。
But we can all be a friend like Barnabas to someone.
但是我们都可以对待我们的朋友就像巴拿巴。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we see the friend that Barnabas was to Saul.
主啊，你让我们看到巴拉巴是怎样对待扫罗的。
And I know I want friends like Barnabas in my life.
我知道我们也需要像巴拉巴这样的朋友。
But at the same time, I know I need to be a friend like Barnabas to those around me.
我知道在这个时候，我真的需要在我的周围的朋友们都像巴拉巴。
So Lord, would you help us to be friends like Barnabas?
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们对别人成为像巴拉巴这样的朋友。
To be friends like Barnabas to those around us.
对待我们四周围的人也像巴拉巴。
To love them and support them in spite of what they've been through.
虽然他们做过一些事情，但是求神让我们还是爱他们，支持他们。
To encourage them to know you and love you more.
让我们鼓励他们。让他们知道主啊，你是多么的爱他们。
Lord, would you help us to be like Barnabas?
主啊，求你让我们成为像巴拉巴那样的朋友。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求祷告。
Amen. Amen.